Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
Should Viagra really cost $90? We don't think so. RexMD.com has FDA-approved generic Viagra starting at just $2 per tablet. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. RexMD.com is now offering sample packs of generic Viagra. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's RexMD.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
Did you know millions of guys are getting prescription medications for hair loss, sexual health, ED, better sleep, and more all online? RexMD.com has made men's health prescriptions fast and easy with free delivery of the most popular medications right to your door in discreet packaging. Your consultation is free and your shipping is free. Visit RexMD.com right now to get started.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio. You are locked in to the JR Sport Brief show. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Okay, I'm going to be here with you for the next 3 hours, as I do every single weeknight, Wednesday nights. I'm going to bring you a top six list. You don't have to wait long for that. We're going to talk about some of the easiest guys to root for in the world of sports. Now, having said that, we were just joined by New York Yankees legend, four-time World Series champ, Bernie Williams. Thank you oh so much to Bernie Williams for joining us in the last break. If you missed it, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Obviously, we talked about Aaron Judge. Bernie Williams is working with a great organization to help people with their lung health, something that unfortunately affected his dad. And so Bernie Williams is an awesome human being. And next hour, we're going to talk about some of the other great human beings in the world of sports, because there are always so many ridiculous stories, nasty stories. You got guys like Robert Sarver. Yes, he's an owner. Robert Sarver decided to go ahead and sell his team. He didn't want any more of the backlash from the 20 years that he was a complete jerk. And now he walks away with a couple hundred million dollars when he sells. And it's been reported that Jeff Bezos and Bob Iger of Disney are interested in purchasing the Suns. What a shock. Couple guys with a couple billion dollars. Let's see what they do. Also, speaking of people that are controversial, people love them, people hate them, maybe not for the same reasons. Tom Brady had some stinging words for the NFL. We know that Mike Evans, his suspension is going to stick from shoving Marshawn Lattimore clear into next year from this past Sunday's game when the Buccaneers took on the Saints. We also have, I don't know what the hell this is, Conor McGregor and Mayweather are potentially teasing a fight. And this is some interesting news here. Woj, you know, basketball guy, breaks the news, doesn't know how to put his phone down. This is a breaking story that took place when I was talking to Bernie Williams. Boston Celtics coach Ime Udoka is facing possible disciplinary action, including a significant suspension for an unspecified violation of organizational guidelines. Discussions are ongoing within the Celtics on a final determination. Woj continues, Udoka led the Celtics to the Eastern Conference champ. Yeah, we know it went to the finals. Okay, we know this crap. Shep, what the hell do you think is going to start happening, man? What do you think this man did? Is this a basketball violation? Is this a personal, like, what the hell do you think this is?
You know, full transparency, Jerry. I saw that as well. But I got to be honest with you. Like, it's so vague. I just think Woj is, to me, he's just, you know, crying over spilled milk and, you know, whining sour grapes because, let's be honest, Shams beat him to the story about the Robert Sarver. That's what I think this is. I'm not going to lie.
Well, it doesn't matter who first, but the fact is,
that's just to him.
Well, who cares?
Right.
Adrian Wojnarowski makes a couple million dollars to just be a big PR machine, okay?
Yeah, he certainly is that.
Ime Udoka is facing possible discipline. We don't know. Unspecified violation of organizational guidelines.
I mean, I'll say this much.
It's not college, you know? Like, what are we doing here?
I'll say this much. As a rookie head coach, the way that he would get in guys' grills and faces on the highest stages, whether it was Marcus Smart, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, I mean, he would go toe-to-toe with his star players, and he didn't back down. You know, you see it all the time, JR, in these you know, huddles during the playoffs and finals. The head coach will meet with the assistant coaches for about a minute and a half, and then for the final 20 seconds, we'll talk to the players. No, Ime was in the players' faces for the whole 2 minutes of the duration of these timeouts. So he beats to his own drum. Like, and he's married to Nia Long, so you know he's got all kinds of street cred. So to me,
really? Okay.
So I mean, well, that's my opinion. But to me, this is something that is not player related. This has to be off the court because he has nothing but the respect of the players.
Well, we're gonna have to wait and see. Obviously, we had Marcus Smart, Defensive Player of the Year for the Celtics. He joined us last week. It'd have been nice if you know, we had a chance to talk to Marcus this week.
Sure.
Maybe get a little bit of some information, but we're just going to have to wait and see what this report is. Brad Stevens obviously elevated to a higher management position, and what does he do? He brings in Ime Udoka. So it looks like the Boston Celtics might be without a head coach for a specific amount of time, and we have no idea what took place between Ime Udoka and what he did that violated just team guidelines. This is going to be an interesting story that breaks, and that's all that we have publicly right now at this moment. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also get a hold of me. I am at JR Sport Brief on all social media. Opened up the show talking about Robert Sarver. It'd be nice if owners in professional sports, it'd be nice if they had to sell the team, or if they had to be removed from the team, that they were not rewarded for bad behavior, like making hundreds and potentially billions of dollars. Robert Sarver's statement on the way out the door, it's a lot of ignorance. He's just like, in our current unforgiving climate, it has become painfully clear that this is no longer possible. That whatever good I've done or could still do is outweighed by things I've said in the past. For those reasons, I'm beginning the process of seeking buyers for the Suns and the Mercury. Yeah, you're correct. Whatever good that you have done has been erased from just seems like you being a jerk and an ass for 20 years. It's true. And so don't whine and cry on the way out the door. Take your lumps, count your money, and shut up. This is just a case of the spoiled rich kid. And his dad did have some money. His dad was involved in banking and real estate at a high level. You know, he doesn't know how to get punched in the gut. And so they took away, they're forcing me to sell my toy, the Phoenix Suns. Oh, no. Just go away and count your money and shut up. Nobody's going to miss you. It would just be nice if owners across the world of professional sports, if they actually had a spine. But they don't. Because they're afraid that if something happens to me, that they'll take my team next. Sorry-ass owners. 855-212-4CBS. Who is this? We got Chris calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hello, JR. How you doing?
I'm very well. What's on your mind?
I want to talk about steroid. I'm not sure if you're allowed to.
You're not sure if I'm allowed to talk about steroids? Why wouldn't I be?
Because when that subject kind of comes up, people don't really want to talk about it.
I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, but we talked about Barry Bonds rubbing the clear and the cream or the whatever on his ass crack. We talk about that, but go ahead.
Okay.
You have some for me?
Yeah, I want to, you know, I don't want to
No,
call
steroids.
Names. Right, but with the steroid, I'm going to give you an example of what I think when somebody's on steroid, okay?
Help me out, please.
Tommy John surgery. When somebody is getting Tommy John surgery, that's steroid. They were using steroids. That's how that came about. Then you had California Angel.
Ridiculous.
Seven home run in 7 days.
Yeah, it's called, his name is Mike Trout, and he plays for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, but go ahead.
Right. I'm not calling no names. But you also have
the
St. Louis Cardinal.
I heard of him.
Who was to the dead, but is back now again.
Oh, so his name is Albert Albert Pujols.
Yes, sir. Now you got Aaron Judge.
Okay.
This is just my opinion.
Say his
name. Can't prove it. I would have to be there when the test is given. He's on steroid. I've seen this show before. Only different is it's in Broadway.
You can't prove it. You'd have to see the test. So what would you do? Would you stand there while he uses the urinal? Like, what would you do?
Well, I don't know how the test is given, but
that's
the only way I could be sure is be there in person. But what I'm saying is I'm 100% sure he's on steroid.
All right. Well, there are places uh-huh. where you can volunteer to go to the urinal. But Chris, let me tell you something.
Yes,
it's not a valid argument to say, hey, he's doing this. I can't prove it. I need to be there. Chris, when you have a better reason or you have some data or some information that supports it outside of your own personal inclination, then call me back. I think that's it. It's a waste of time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But my opinion, I think he's on it.
Okay, you don't have any proof of that. Hey, have you been to the moon before, Chris?
No, I've never been there.
Yeah,
but I don't think I'm going to go either.
You think people been up there before?
No.
Okay, you ever been diving into the ocean? You ever been there?
Yes.
You have? Okay, all right, well,
yeah,
I appreciate you.
Yeah, I've been a few places, JR. Come on now.
I don't know.
I played sport, JR. I played football.
Okay.
I ran track. When I was in high school, I was offered drugs to take, but I didn't do it.
Well, you're a good man, Chris. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
All right,
JR. I love your show, buddy. It's always good.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You don't love my show enough to know that we talk about the juice. Come on, man. I think Aaron Judge is taking steroids. I can't prove it. I don't know why, but I think he is. Okay, well, what else you got? Come on. Scott is calling from Fort Lauderdale down in Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief. What's up, Scott?
JR, my brother, how you doing?
I'm very well. What's on your mind?
You just made my night. I just got off a long night from work, and you had my favorite Yankee of all time on the radio. Bernie Williams.
Yeah, Bernie Williams is an amazing individual. I'm glad you enjoyed it, man.
Bernie Baseball.
Well, burn, baby, burn.
I got his autograph on his jazz album. I have his jazz album. He's my all-time favorite Yankee. And you just made my night, brother.
Well, I'm happy I could contribute, Scott. Bernie was absolutely amazing. He showed up to work. He didn't run his mouth. Gold glove caliber center field. He bat for average. He hit for power. He drove runs in. He was, and this sounds crazy, he was a baseball player. He wasn't I'm going to, just swing for the fences. He was a complete baseball player. It's something that we lack right now. And he's so humble, cool, and down to earth. He's a cool fellow, man.
Yep, and then the previous caller, I don't know where he's coming from with this Aaron Judge stuff, bro.
Well, let me tell you something, Scott, and I understand it, and thank you for calling from Fort Lauderdale. We have seen so many instances of stars in Major League Baseball come out and be users. This guy's using drugs. Oh, he's hitting home runs. He's using drugs. We've had pitchers come through with resurgences. Oh, there's Roger Clemens. Roger Clemens is 40. Cy Young this, 200 million strikeouts in a season. Oh, Roger Clemens is on the drugs. And so it's easy to look at someone who is now doing something amazing and say, he's on drugs. It's easy. Can we have some proof? I'm going to go by character. Did Mark McGwire come across as a drug-using, evil bad guy? No, he didn't. Even to this day, Mark McGwire comes across as a very nice guy who use drugs. And so we can't go ahead and paint the broad stroke and just say, oh, well, Aaron Judge seems like a nice guy. He genuinely doesn't seem like a dude who'd be using. And if he does, that'd be nuts. It'd be absolutely ridiculous. But this guy is also a little bit different. He's a giant, okay? He is a massive human being. He's a giant. If it's found that he has used years from now, then we can all just go, oh, my God, we got God again. I don't think that's the case. And I don't think it's fair to him. I don't think it's fair to him to say that he's doing such because we don't have any evidence. Major League Baseball and its drug testing policy was also implemented in 2003. You want to know what took place prior to then? Yeah. Maguire, Sosa, and Bonds. That's what took place before then. Almost 20 years later, yeah, if Aaron Judge was doing something, I think he would have failed the test by now. Right? Or is he using some super drugs? Let's wait until we find something out. Until then, let's enjoy it. You know, we got a lot of people who want to, you know, hedge and edge on the side of caution. Oh, he might be doing it. Enjoy it, man. He's a good dude. Tim is here from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR.
What's
up? I talked to you in a little bit because I've been out of work a couple of days and still ain't got a raise.
Okay. Well, you're here now. What's up? I always do, yes.
Okay, anyway. Now, look, this thing with Aaron Judge, man, just drives me up a wall. You know, once in a while, you know, you get people that come along like him in athletics, man, that just defy everything. You know, like you said, he's a beast of a man. You know, he's just has a natural ability, and there's a such thing as that, okay? There's a such thing as somebody having a natural ability and not having to use drugs to, you know, make him better, you know? And I have no doubt in my mind that that man is just, that's just his natural ability. There is no way that man is on any kind of steroids or anything. And okay, it just drives me crazy, you know, when people say this stuff about people like him that come along, you know. And I'm not a Yankees fan by any stretch, but, you know, I love, you know, I appreciate athletes and respect them, you know,
well,
really good ones, you know.
I want to take it a step further. Aaron Judge is in his prime. He is 30 years old. I can look at some of the guys, if we want to look at the culprits, the big ones, sitting at the top of the home run single season record charts, Bonds, Maguire, and Sosa. These were some slim fellows, right? These were guys who played in the bigs for 10 plus years. And then over time, as they got older, moved into their mid to late 30s, close to 40, these guys got gigantic. You looked at them and said, sure, guys get heavier as they get older. They don't look like that. Aaron Judge made the bigs in what, 2017? 2018? He was already tall. He was already big as hell. There was no, oh my God, he just got gigantic. That's not what took place. He's actually become a better hitter. Like what typically happens when a guy comes up in the bigs, if he's a real good big leaguer, if he's an all-star caliber guy, you give him a couple of years and he starts kicking ass. He's in his prime. This is an Aaron Judge at 39 years old going from 30, 40 home runs and now he's hitting 60 at 39. No. Chris is calling from Pittsburgh. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. How you doing, bud?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Regarding your comments and obvious disdain for Robert Sarver. I don't know much about basketball, admittedly. And I'm not going to 100% disagree with you regarding his personal conduct. So I read up a little bit because I heard you a few days ago talking about him. And I'm not one to side with the rich kid either. I can't stand that mentality myself. But the one thing that really got me is about him and one of the things he said specifically regarding, you know, African-American using the N-word, okay, which I guess purportedly he did or he definitely did. And one of his quotes directly from him is, you know, if African-American males can use that word towards each other, why can't I? Now, if it's not right for one person, no matter the color, to use that word, the N-word, then it's not right for anyone to use it. So there, right there, is, you know, maybe I'm not saying you got to cut him slack, but I'm not saying he's wrong either, because he's 100% right. It's not
well,
a good word. It's in.
Well, here's the thing. That what you just said isn't a matter of right or wrong. That's a matter of opinion. The other element, which is a larger element, is you have to respect people in their wishes, what they want, what they like. So whether it happens to be the quote-unquote N-word, whether it happens to be, you know, women calling each other bees, or whether it happens to be any other ethnic group who decides to use a word and throw it around at each other in whatever manner, you have to respect people's wishes. That's just flat what it is. I can sit here with you in the entire country and have a whole conversation about, quote unquote, the N-word. And so that can take us, I can do 2-3 weeks. I can do a month of shows worth on that. And so to give you the blanket answer, that's what that is. I don't think it's a matter of this person should do this or this person should do that. It's real simple. You have to respect people and their wishes. You have to respect people and their backgrounds and respect what they say. And it doesn't matter who or what it is. You know, I can tell you that people run around and use the R word when they talk about my friends from Special Olympics. My friends from Special Olympics don't want to hear the R word. And you know what? If anyone wants to throw it around casually, it's real simple. Whether it's the R word or the N word or the B word, it's a real simple concept to respect people's wishes. And to what you said about Robert Sarver, yes, he did use the N-word. How frequently is up for debate because he went ahead and admitted it. The law firm, and thank you, Chris, for calling from Pittsburgh, the law firm who did the investigation, it's about 43 pages, and it details what took place, what has been corroborated, what has been put out there. You can go ahead and Google it if you're really interested in what Robert Sarver did. Yeah, N-word, pulling down people's pants, being a bully, disrespectful of women. Yeah, if you're interested, you can Google it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Someone else who is not happy. Well, he's not that big of a jerk. He's not on Sarver's level. It's Tom Brady. He's not happy with his receiver being gone. We'll talk about it on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I do want to say I've never called in. I love listening to you. I've been listening for years, and man, your show and what you say is just beautiful.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I almost had to sneeze. My bad.
Bless
if I go wait, well, thank you, Shep. I didn't do it yet. It's part of being a broadcaster, right? I could hit the button and do the pause thing, but I'm a professional. Eh? I'm not going to sneeze. I'm not going to cough on air. I'm not going to hit the button. I'm going to keep on going. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. People like messaging the hell out of me. Just give me a break.
Why don't you want to naturally sneeze, though? That's awful to hold that in.
It's gone now.
Gotcha.
Because it's like I'm getting ready to speak and then I'm getting ready to sneeze and then the music is coming on and I got phone calls here and I got people text messaging me and I'm looking at the news and the sneeze is the least important thing.
We've never had anybody on our airwaves, specifically hosts, ever sneeze. So you'd be the first.
Oh, that's a lie.
Yes, of course.
They can do better, though.
There's a whole show devoted to sound of sneezes of hosts.
I'm not going to ask.
Okay.
You know, certain things, just like, I don't, not going to ask. We've been talking about Robert Sarver. We've been talking about Aaron Judge. We had a great conversation with New York Yankees legend Bernie Williams. At the top of the hour, we're going to give you a new top six list, athletes who are easy to root for. And I'm looking at a message now. I got a tweet, and you can tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Dave McAchuck goes, sorry, JR, I think Judge is on the juice too. Ever hear of Lance Armstrong? Yeah, have you ever listened to the show? Yeah, I've talked extensively, unfortunately, about Lance Armstrong, and I understand he's in a different place in life, but I find what he did to be absolutely disgusting, kind of forcing and threatening his racing teammates to dope. And this is fine. This is my point here on Aaron Judge. If you don't understand it, listen to me very carefully. Anything is possible, yes. Logic will tell me that I don't see a reason, based on quite a few of the things that I say, that I believe he is using. Telling me that you have an inclination because, Lance Armstrong might have done it, is not a reason. So if you have a legitimate reason as to why you believe strongly that Aaron Judge is using, by all means, let me know. Unless you are with him when he is, you know, urinating in the cup, then I don't think you have one. We can all have a strong inclination. I don't know. This is not the O.J. Simpson situation, okay? We're not talking about who, you know, did this. This is not conspiracy hour. I should go ahead and get my tinfoil. If you have a legitimate thought, then share it with me. If you don't, then what are we going to do? What is there to talk about besides, I think he's using, because what? I just think so. That ain't good enough. We're going to hear from Tom Brady. He's not too happy about Mike Evans being suspended. Let me go ahead and fill you in. By now, we know. The Buccaneers beat the Saints over the weekend on Sunday. Tom Brady was angry, Tom Brady, throwing tablets and being upset where any other player would have been just thrashed for days for being a petulant child. Well, Tom Brady is a competitor. He's rallying his guys. No, he's being a brat too. And so let's not treat him any different. Like, get it together, Tom Brady. And then, you know, they couldn't convert, I believe, on a fourth down, and Marshawn Lattimore let him know. And then they got to pushing and shoving. Not Tom Brady, though. He got to talking. Nobody's going to let Tom Brady get hit. And so Mike Evans, who's been beefing with Lattimore, seems like forever, just came from clear out of the pitcher, shoved him to the ground. They get to kind of scrapping, and boom, Mike Evans gets suspended. And then he appealed, and then his suspension has been upheld. And Tom Brady, he was on his own show earlier this week at the initial suspension on his Let's Go podcast. Tom Brady was just like, he shouldn't be. It's ridiculous. Listen.
Sometimes the emotions get the best of us. And I love Mike. And the fact that Mike would come out there to defend me, I mean, it means everything in the world to me as a teammate and a friend. And Mike knows how I feel about him. So in the end, emotions are a part of sports. Sometimes they boil over, and they obviously did yesterday. And it's a unfortunate circumstance. I don't think it deserved any type of suspension. I think that's ridiculous. You know, hopefully we can move past it, get to a better place. And, you know, in the end, I appreciate Mike having my back. I know he'll learn from it, and he knows that we all have his back.
Yeah, I don't agree with the suspension. I think they gave him the suspension because these two guys get the beefing all the time, and they're trying to nip it in the bud for now and into the future. That's all it is. The Buccaneers will still be fine. I don't know about Tom Brady. He's looking kind of gaunt right now. He's in TMZ every other day because of his relationship. And I hope he's going to be fine. He needs a sandwich, but I know Tom Brady's on that weird TB12 diet. I don't know if he eats bread. I don't know. I don't think he eats tomatoes. I don't know what the hell this guy eats. Whatever he's eating, he don't look too good right now, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some of your calls in. I want to fill you in on an unusual fight that might be taking place for the second time. your calls, this fight, and then the top six list at the top of the hour. We got a lot to do just over the next few minutes.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
God bless, wish you well, and all the best, JR, because you really are my favorite sports DJ on the air.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, at the top of the hour, it's going to be time for a new top six list. We're going to talk about athletes who are easy to root for. We have so many stories about jerks and jackasses, we got to even things out. Robert Sarver, I already told you about the news here, and we don't even know what this news is. Wojciechowski, Adrian Wojciechowski, he decided to share with us that Boston Celtics coach Ime Udoka is facing possible disciplinary action, including a suspension we might find out tomorrow, for an unspecified violation of organizational guidelines. I don't know who. I'm not even going to speculate what has taken place. Brad Stevens goes upstairs into the front office. He hires Ime Udoka, and here we are. A year after turning the team around and putting him back in the finals, a young squad, he has to get in trouble right before training camp. And so I'm sure by the time we are back here tomorrow, it won't just be, you know, Thursday night football that we will be discussing. Ime Udoka is likely to be on the agenda as well. Before we get to the top six, I mentioned Mayweather and McGregor. I'll talk about that. We do have a lot of callers, as usual, who've been waiting anxiously. Let's go ahead and get them on the line. 855-212-4CBS. Nick is calling from Pittsburgh. Go ahead, Nick.
JR, my man, I appreciate you, brother. Let me start here. I was listening to you talk to someone else from Pittsburgh, Chris. He was speaking of some select language, you know, some select words that people have been using, whatever. I can tell you that your take on that was absolutely amazing. And as a person who listens to your show regularly, that made me see you in a completely different light. And I thank you for, you know, saying what you said when it comes to all of that. Let's move on real quick, JR. Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather. Come on. The first fight, I had a full living room of people. Hell, I bought a keg.
Oh, well, you went through that.
You know what I want to say, JR? Second time, I can tell you, I might ask one of my buddies to come over. And I don't even know if he's going to come because we've seen it. It's happened. McGregor's washed. Mayweather's washed. I mean, he tied a Logan Paul. You want to talk about a boxing match that's going to have my living room full? Hell, I might even go buy another keg, JR. Is Anderson Silva versus Jake Paul. Don't waste the good time of the American people, JR. Come on. Let's talk about the boxing match that matters. Jake Paul and Anderson Silva. I love you, brother. Good luck.
Well, thank you so much, Nick, for calling from Pittsburgh. Yeah, that fight is going to take place in about a month's time, I believe, out in Phoenix, Arizona. Or not Phoenix, but I know Arizona somewhere. Jake Paul is not a legitimate fighter. He's trained. He's not out there fighting, guys. It's entertainment. It's a business. Is he a fighter? Yeah, he is. Is he fighting guys that are his caliber? Yeah, he is, just to kind of stay in there. And let's be real. Against Logan Paul, Floyd Mayweather Jr. could have knocked him clear out if he wanted to. He put on a show. We don't know what is in the contract and what's stipulated. People wanted a show. They showed up, and they got one. And so to his point, yes, it's been reported. Mayweather actually did an interview saying that, yeah, I'm going to fight Conor McGregor again. And I'm just trying to figure out whether or not it's going to be an exhibition or whether it's going to be a fight on record. And Conor McGregor was very quick to go, not interested. That's what he posted on Instagram. even though he lost the fight. Conor McGregor is 1-3 in his last couple of fights in the octagon. One of his fights, I remember him lying on the floor, I believe. Dustin Poirier. Shout outs to my man Poirier coming out of New Orleans. He had Conor McGregor on the ground with a broken leg. And Conor McGregor is yelling at this guy's wife. Come on, man. This is just ridiculous. And even when they were promoting the fight in 2017, if we want to call it a fight, between Mayweather and Conor McGregor, the promotion for it was nuts. I saw them out in Brooklyn. They were in Los Angeles. They went to Canada. Just even in Canada, this was courtesy of Fox Sports. This is what these two knuckleheads would sound like.
One thing we do know. The fans can't fight for you. Shut your mouth. We're not talking about being at the top 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, motherfucker, 21 years. Yeah. And they said, I'm the motherfucker that can't read. I do numbers. I make money. You know my middle name.
Yeah, and Conor McGregor was quick to tell him right after, you owe money. Yeah. If you want more of that, I don't know why the WWE just doesn't promote the quote-unquote fight. Let the WWE promote the fight. Just two guys that hate each other with big mouths and just swimming in money. It's nothing but an entertainment product. I don't find it to be a real legitimate fight. Mayweather could knock out any of these guys if he actually wanted to. Iman is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, JR?
It's going well, man. What's up?
Nothing much. So I know I'm from Maryland and I'm a Ravens fan, but I am also I've been a Celtics fan for my whole life, and this news is pretty out there, and I don't like. It's out there, but it's also completely not out there because they're not giving us any information to go off of, except for the fact that it is a strictly organizational issue, which rules out anything sexual or tampering or any of that nature, because that would be a league investigation. And it just is kind of weird to me, because if the organization brought this upon themselves to a coach that just took them to the finals, And they're like, no one's doing this for them. It's like that must be something pretty bad. And I'm kind of nervous about what's going to happen to my team this year.
We have no idea. Did he challenge Brad Stevens on an issue? Did he? I mean, we have no idea. I can lay out 20 different things that we could say this might be the issue of Ime Udoka, of why he is likely to be suspended. Wojciechowski says his job is not believed to be in jeopardy, but a suspension is looming and a final determination on that length could come as soon as Thursday. And so to your point, and for what we know, we don't know a damn thing, and we just have to wait and see.
I was thinking possibly, just to throw something out there again, we have no idea what it is, but just to speculate, I was thinking maybe it could be something with him going behind Brad's back with the whole KD situation and recruiting KD without the organization actually wanting to go after him. But I don't know. That's pretty much all that I could think of.
Who knows? Well, I'm sure, you know, these things don't stay under wraps long. We're going to find out sooner than later. Dave is calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Good evening, JR. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Hey. I'm glad Robert Sarver is gone. I'm glad he's gone. I'm glad Gruden's gone. And I'm just waiting for Daniel Snyder to be gone, because I hate that the N-word. I grew up in Philadelphia. And I seen graffiti on the wall where it said Fishtown and then it said N-word town. I hate that word. I despise that word because it was demeaning to the black people in this country who helped build this country. It was used to denigrate black people, keep them in low positions in society and everything else. I don't like that word. Even as black men, I wouldn't even say that word to somebody who looked like me. I despise it. I hate it. It has no place in our vocabulary. It was a word to demean black people in this country.
Yes.
And if people get up out of there, get up off their behinds and put an end to this nonsense, we wouldn't have things like this. Groom, he said it was a mistake. BS. He knew what he was doing. Starver, he knew what he was doing. Arrogant. Thinking they above everybody else. And Snyder, I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop. I want him gone. Guys like that, they need to be put in concrete boots and thrown in the nearest river.
Oh, well, that's a little much. That's a little much, Dave. A little much, man. We don't want to be an advocate for violence, even if you're a little bit cartoonish in nature. No, as much as I also am not a fan of Robert Sarver and what he's done, or Daniel Snyder or what he's done, I am not going to be here on the radio being an advocate of, yes, let's put them in concrete boots and throw them in the ocean. No, we are not. We are not going to do that. Let's calm down just a little bit. Kevin's calling from Oyster Bay. Go ahead, Kevin, quickly.
All right, and I love the way you take a lot of callers. That's real talk radio. I would tell people back in 2017, you know, I'm a sports guy, but I said, McGregor is the equivalent of Tom Brady pitching in the World Series. He's out of his sport, and it's a big money thing.
Sure.
And I agree with you. If he's fighting a boxer, a top boxer, I don't care if he's 40 or 38 or 35, he could really beat him if he went off on him and everything. And people bought into it. They were betting McGregor and all that nonsense, but still, it's not really a fight. But the thing is, it's entertainment, but the thing is, I like to say about the Yankees, I like seeing their offense get juiced up. I don't mind Judge batting leadoff. They had to juice up this offense. We saw it for a month and a half. The offense just shut down entirely, and people were complaining about him leading. Listen, I'd rather have him lead off the first inning, then lead off the second inning, if you know what I mean.
Right.
The first three batters make out. It was a good move. Get them up there, get the bats going.
Well, hold on, Kevin. I'm going to bring you back on the other side. We got to be careful about using the word juice when it comes to Judge. We got a top six on the other side, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
Did you know millions of guys are getting prescription medications for hair loss, sexual health, ED, better sleep, and more, all online? RexMD.com has made men's health prescriptions fast and easy with free delivery of the most popular medications right to your door in discreet packaging. Your consultation is free and your shipping is free. Visit RexMD.com right now to get started.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
Did you know millions of guys are getting prescription medications for hair loss, sexual health, ED, better sleep, and more, all online? RexMD.com has made men's health prescriptions fast and easy with free delivery of the most popular medications right to your door in discreet packaging. Your consultation is free and your shipping is free. Visit RexMD.com right now to get started.
What would you do with an extra 20 hours a week? How about 40? Get part-time or full-time help with a virtual assistant from The Room. Trusted by entrepreneurs, executives, even busy families, The Room's virtual assistants are trained, vetted through a rigorous data-driven process, and matched to fit your needs. Work smarter, delegate more, and get your time back. You have a lot more podcasts to listen to. Visit trytheroom.com. That's trytheroom.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
Did you know millions of guys are getting prescription medications for hair loss, sexual health, ED, better sleep, and more, all online? RexMD.com has made men's health prescriptions fast and easy with free delivery of the most popular medications right to your door in discreet packaging. Your consultation is free and your shipping is free. Visit RexMD.com right now to get started.